One thing the shutdown has not done is close the doors of local businesses.
We're doing a free cup of regular coffee for any government worker that's been affected by the shutdown. But in addition to that, we're making members of Congress pay double.
Double. Zena Poland is an owner of the Daily Dish, a pizza restaurant in suburban Maryland. When she got word of the shutdown, she took to the web and announced free coffee. So far, the response has been good.
I'm getting a free coffee because I am a federal employee who is not allowed to go to work today.
On the one hand, it feels a little bit like I'm playing hooky. On the other hand, I'm a little nervous about not getting a full paycheck.
There is no guarantee the furloughed workers will eventually get paid. That uncertainty motivated the owners of Washington's Kangaroo Boxing Club to offer free screwdrivers. The drink, not the tool.
So we decided that if the government's screwing you, you might as well get a free screwdriver.
I came here because it seemed like a time to wallow in the furlough walls. So I came to have a drink special.
Despite the light mood on the first day of the shutdown, real concerns await the recently out of work.
In the back of my mind, I know that I have to budget, I have to figure out where how much money I'm not going to be getting in my next paycheck.
It's really going to hurt my rent check that is going to be late, very late.
Just a few blocks away is DC Reynolds. It's been offering a buy one, get one drink special since 11 a.m. Owner Jeremy Gifford.
These people live in the neighborhood and they support us 365 days a year. So the one day or 2 days, hopefully it's not too long, that they may be a little bit tight on cash. Figured we'd help them out.
Even with free drinks, people here seem angry about the lack of congressional leadership.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous. I mean, this Congress has maybe, this is probably their most important job, is to make sure that they actually keep their funding going, and they were unable to do that.
It's just extremely frustrating. It shouldn't have come to this.
People that are in charge of funding the government, they're still getting paid through all this. So they're just playing ping pong and playing games with 800,000 jobs.
It's only the beginning of the government shutdown, and no one knows for sure what's next for Washington. But at least those who live here know they can count on each other. In Washington, Arash Arabasadi for VOA News.